Almost as long as wine has been stored in bottles, corks have been used to seal those bottles, mostly cut from the bark of the cork oak trees that grow in the western Mediterranean.
The trees are planted, and after 25 years, they can be harvested. And they're harvested every 9 years, and they live to be 200 to 300 years old. They're grown throughout the Mediterranean basin, primarily Portugal, a little bit in Spain, a tiny bit in France, Italy, and North Africa.
That's Vance Rose, a sales representative for Amarin Cork America, based in Napa. He was one of several cork company sales representatives on hand at the first ever North Coast wine industry trade show and conference at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds last week. Also there was Vishika Hong, who works for the Sonoma-based Gano America, part of a big Italian-based cork production company. She adds that with cork, historically, has come a recurring problem. Long known informally as cork taint, its full name is 2,4-6-trichloranosol, commonly shortened to TCA.
It's a mold, and it's in the environment, it's in the ground, it's in trees, it's ever-present. When you open up that bottle and it smells moldy, it has an off taste, then that's TCA.
Once it was identified, only about 30 years ago, everyone stepped up efforts to avoid or get rid of the TCA in their corks, says Rose.
Cleaning wineries and or cleaning cork with chlorine triggers TCA. Many wineries around here used to clean with chlorine. They no longer do that. People used to treat cork with chlorine, and we no longer do that.
Now, a pressurized steam cleaning process is the preferred treatment, which Hong likens to the autoclaves used to sterilize surgical instruments.
What they used to do to clean the bark was this huge, massive tank of boiling water, but temperature never got up to the point where it's supposed to be. Autoclaves, you can increase the temperature to where you can get rid of most of the TCA.
But while all this was getting sorted out, makers of synthetic corks entered the picture. Wes Wood represents one of those companies, Noma Cork.
There's just more options out there for the winemaker to try. High quality natural cork is still quite prevalent, but we feel there's room for everybody in the industry.
Synthetic sealing options, including screw tops as well as plastic corks, have made some big inroads in the industry, as was clear to see among the expo exhibitors. Now, a point of competition centers on whether the sealing mechanism allows oxygen to pass through or not. Here's Vance Rose again.
Natural cork doesn't allow oxygen in from the outside. Screw caps do, and so do plastic corks. And they can't control the amount of oxygen that comes in. It comes in all the time, whereas a natural cork doesn't.
Not exactly, counters Wes Wood. His company touts that permeability as a feature, not a drawback.
Some wines need more oxygen, some wines need less oxygen. We're able to custom tailor a cork in order to meet the winemaker's needs for their wine.
Bridging the divide are suppliers that offer a combination of both, such as Diam closures, and their representative, Andrea Terry.
We actually still use a cork-based material. We granulate it so that allows a consumer to experience the feel of a natural cork, and it allows the properties of a natural cork to be exhibited.
And what holds those granules of actual cork together?
A binder. It's a polyurethane-based food-grade material.
So which of these competing materials works best? That's still open to animated discussion, perhaps over a bottle of recent local vintage. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.